Welcome back on the Robinson Burns Post Game Show. Hayes wins it 66-64 at the buzzer on a Jack Weimer 10-foot jump shot. We now welcome on Buffalo's head coach, Luke Swedberg. Coach, these are your first two games in WAC play, and I think you've gotten a pretty good taste. I've gotten a pretty good taste of it, too, for how tough this conference can be. But in this type of game, back and forth the whole way, what did you see from your team?
You know, I think in a game like this, you know, when you don't get that last bounce, it hurts a lot. It hurts a lot. And you could feel it when I walked in that locker room. And I think it just goes to show you how much of a battle this is going to be night in and night out. Hayes did a heck of a job down the stretch, staying calm, cool, collected. Got a few cheap steals. Made some buckets when they needed to. They made the plays to win the game. And, you know, they did. They made a couple plays that was against the game plan, and that's totally on coaching. This game falls on me. Our guys did a great job. We were in great spots. They were maybe a second later, too, on a few rotations, but for the most part, I thought we did a heck of a job. 12 and 34 are two heck of players. Really good players in this league. And 12 proved it on that last shot. We had a great contest on it. It's a shot you'd live with many times. But sometimes that's just a dude making a play. And he did a heck of a job. Heck of a job. So it really hurts. It really hurts. And you could see the emotion was real when we walked in there. But I hope we let this be a gift to us. And we never really got down. Yeah, there was a couple turnovers in there. But, man, I just really feel for our guys. I just really feel for our guys. And I want this to be a good thing for us because this can help us a lot.
When you talk about the plays that your team made in the second half, your team had 23 points in that third quarter. Your team had 6 three-pointers in that quarter alone. When you felt the momentum flowing, is this as good as this team has played all year?
You know, I felt like that third quarter was probably the best quarter, especially offensively, that we've played all year long. And we were way more loose and just kind of let the game flow a bit more. In the first half, I felt like we were a little bit too stagnant. We didn't let the ball find where it needed to be. But in that third quarter, the ball always seemed to find where it needed to go. And in turn, we made more shots because of it. And sometimes that happens when you just let things go and you're not trying to force it, you know, to one guy or the other. You can have that on offense when you have just a free-flowing offense. And that's what I felt like we did there in that third quarter.
We talked earlier this week. You said when your team settled down and got into the rhythm against Great Bend and started attacking more, you were able to sink as a team. Did you notice that same thing tonight, attacking the basket?
Yeah, I think that same thing happened there. We made a run where we got up 8 there where we had a few paint touches, and then we finally got a breakdown, and Thomas gets a wide-open layup there, the backside. So that's what happens. You just have to keep kind of wearing people down, and you kind of have to be willing to be a little bit stubborn on the offensive end to do that. And so that was really, really fun to see. I think we're going to learn a lot from this film, both in that third quarter and especially the fourth quarter there as well.
Can you talk to me a little bit about Brody? He had 3 threes in that third quarter. He had 18, which is a career high for him. Talk to me about the offense game he played tonight.
Man, I thought he did a great job staying poised tonight and letting the game just kind of come to him, not forcing too much here. And the guys found him. They made the right passes, you know, for a majority of that time. And I'm so happy for him because, you know, he had a tough assignment tonight. 12 is a heck of a player, and he had the job of guarding him.
Yep.
And that takes a lot of energy. And for him to come back and be able to, you know, shoot the basketball and make the decisions that he did, score a little bit in transition. And then he had a great pass to Thomas underneath down there. I'm really happy for Brody that he played so well.
Thank you, Coach. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.